He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live from our Narragansett, Rhode Island quick studio, and we are kind of in the process of packing up. We are going to hit the road tomorrow and head back towards Arizona via northeastern Pennsylvania, but next week we should be back into our studio. Well, I want to thank everyone for tuning in. We are on show 413. Interesting show today. I'm going to show you a gadget that, well, a type of gadget that I've been using, as long as I can remember, since they first came out in the 60s, I believe. And, well, let's take a quick look right off the bat to see what we have here. I'm talking about these multi-purpose tools, and they come in all different sizes, shapes, and colors. And I just picked this one up. I needed one real quick, and I picked this one up at a hardware store. Actually, it's pretty good. This one is an Urban Gear utility tool, and what I liked about this is it had a clip, and I was doing some work where I just needed a small knife, so this actually clipped on my belt, called a carabiner clip. And this is nice because it unfolds. It has a very small pliers on here, and these also have a number of different blades. They come in all size, shapes, and colors, if you will, but they have a knife, or they have a little screwdriver, a can opener, and these are pretty cheap. If we take a look at the website here, you'll see this one on Amazon. The company is called Urban Gear. They come in a variety of different colors, and a lot of them look very similar. The one I have is Urban Gear. This one isn't Urban Gear, but it's pretty close. This is $12. But the point I'm going to make is, if you just scroll down on Amazon, you're going to find a bunch of tools here. And the thing that you have to remember is what's the function? What are you going to be doing? What's the function that this will perform? As I said, this was just a teeny, very cheap knife that I needed with the screwdriver blade, and I did need a little pliers, and I was just doing some work on an audio cable in a car, and not home. So this worked fine. It's not heavy duty, and for $11 you get what you pay for. These will work in a pinch, no pun intended. If you're really serious about tools, multi-purpose tools, and Lord knows I have probably 20 of them. I don't know why. I just love the things, because I use them all the time, and different tools have different functions. But if you head over to the Leatherman site, Leatherman Tools right here, and you take a peek at their site, wow, they've got every tool imaginable. And I think they make probably pound for pound the best, certainly one of the top two best multifunction tools around. They run the price range. There's no question about it. Here's one for $120. You can buy them cheaper. You can buy them more expensive. Pretty much whatever your taste is, they're going to have a multi-purpose tool that you will find useful. Now, what I also like about this product, their product, is if you look on the multi-tool section of Leatherman, what you're going to see here is pretty much all the crazy things that they make. And depending upon what you need, I mean, here's a new seller called, the bestseller called the Raptor, $70. And you can see it looks like it's a scissors and a number of other blades. Here's the Signal. Very cool. You can get this in different colors, which is kind of nice. But what you're really looking at is the functionality of the blades. Now, I have this Silver Wave. It's really nice. This was $104. It shows it has 18 tools. Here's a Surge that has 21 tools. And again, they come in all sizes, shapes, and colors. And depending upon what you need to do with it, one of these will suit you just fine. Now, the thing that I really was impressed about the Leatherman products is, if you go to their website, you can go to TSA compliant multi-tools and just check this site out. I mean, these are watches, but the bands, okay, unfold to all kinds of crazy tools. And I'll tell you, it's pretty ingenious, pretty innovative, some of the things they do. They're not cheap. Certainly the watches are not cheap. But again, depending upon what you need and where you have to travel, they may very well fit the bill for you. No question about that. So, again, it depends upon what you need, what you want to spend, but I always, for the most part, carry a multifunction tool. This particular tool I've had for about 20 years. It's a Leatherman. It comes in a nice canvas pouch, and as I said, this is old, at least 20 years, maybe more, but this has been through the mill. It has a pliers on it. It has a really sharp, their blades are will just rip you apart if you touch them. They have files of very sharp knives. And again, this is an older type, and I used to, you know, crunch my fingers in that, so they've changed the design a lot. But the point being, 20 years old, it's still here. Here's another one, also about 20 years old. These are the old days, but very well-made steel. Obviously a bigger tool. It has a nice wire cutters, and if you go to their website, you will see that you can pretty much get any configuration that you want. But Leatherman really makes a nice tool with nice pouches, and I highly recommend them. Now, here's a site that we're going to take a peek at. I'll put this in the show notes, but this is called Cool Things. I'll put it in the show notes, coolthings.com. And these are 20 most practical multi-tools that you can buy. This is a very nice summary page of some of the better multi-purpose tools out there. So rather than spending an hour going over every single tool that's out there, check out this site. I'm sure you will find out of these 20 one that will work perfectly for you. And of course, they rate number one, the New Wave, the Leatherman New Wave tool, which we've talked about before. But you notice they've got different tips here. You can plug in a screwdriver, a Phillips screwdriver, a slot, whatever you want, hex, flat blade, scissors, a saw right there, a crimping tool, all kinds of things that you'll find very helpful, and they do make a nice tool. Now, the second brand that I happen to like a lot are these SOGs. They make a great tool. I have three or four of these tools. They work real well, very, very, very well made, and very, very functional. And again, depending upon what you need, you may want to take a look at the SOG. Gerber also makes an excellent tool. I find the Gerber tools not as heavy duty, although I have never broken one. But this Diesel is a very nice tool, not too big, and it's pretty nice. It's pretty nice. Some of these tools you got to be careful, because in order to access the tools, the pliers has to be closed. Some of them the pliers could be open. Again, you've got to check out what you want, the configurations that you want. Again, they go back to the Squirt, the Leatherman. I have this one awesome tool. I forgot to bring it with me this time on my trip, but great tool. You don't want to bring this with you on a plane unless you pack it underneath. But you can see a variety of different types of tools. This one looks pretty crazy. Again, you want one that's made solidly and is not going to fall apart. So always look for stainless steel and read up a little bit about it. So that's kind of going to tell you a little bit about these multi-purpose tools. Very handy. I highly recommend everybody have one, male, female, kid, whatever. And if you're looking for a present to get for somebody and you know that they don't have one, you'll be surprised how handy those things will be. They really are. So let's take a look at some apps of the day. This app has been around for a while. I never thought about it until I needed it, but this is actually made by, this app is from the Home Depot, yeah. And if you have to paint anything, this app is free. It's available on the Apple Store or in the Google Play Store. And here you go. You can browse colors. You can get inspired. You can match colors, which is awesome. Instead of cutting the wall like I used to get a swatch, matching colors of your furniture or anything else that inspires you. Just take a picture or upload one from your camera roll to find the closest match. Pretty cool. This is awesome. This will let you visualize the color of your room or the color of your house just by taking a picture of it and clicking on a button. So this app is totally free. Definitely check it out. You don't want to use this if you don't need it, obviously, but it's one of those things when you need it, oh my God, where was that app? Well, here it is, at the Home Depot. There you go. All right, this next app is called, this app is called Art, like A-R-T, and this is a photo video art filter app. And you can use this on videos, photos. It's going to set you back 99 cents. It doesn't even cost a buck. But what this does essentially is it gives you like cinematic 3D filters. So it really kind of enhances, if you will, in 3D, your photos and your videos. So it will really make a snapshot or pretty much anything that you're working on. It will enhance it, and you can just look at it. What you see is what you get. So it's a nice filter, and it allows you to be pretty creative, and I like that. Now, this next app, I don't know if you've heard of this one. It's called Web Video Caster Promo. This app is very interesting. What this allows you to do is to watch your TV videos from your favorite websites, including, you know, that YouTube website or whatever it is that you're streaming, TV shows, live stream, news, sports, whatever, and it will cast it right to your television set. You can also use this on your phone. So this app is 100% free, and if you click on Get the App, you can go to the Android or to the iOS, and boom, there's your app. It's totally free, and basically you search, you connect, and you enjoy. Very, very nice app. I have used this for quite some time, and I had an email. Someone said, we don't know what to use to basically webcast, and I was like shocked. So here it is, folks. It is called Web Video Cast, browser to TV. Very, very, very nice app. Very, 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 very free. And the last app of the day, this is an app if you like apps, and I kind of like apps, but this is called App Hoarder. And this will tell you instantly what apps are new and coming out that are available. Unfortunately, it's only for the Droid operating system, but it will tell you what apps are on sale and what apps are free. So if you like apps, every day they come up with different apps that are on sale or that are just totally free, and you got to catch them in that window. This app will do that. It will basically tell you what's happening, essentially, what the prices are, what the price changes will be, and also what's free. And again, this moves very quickly, this app, so that if you don't act on it as soon as you see it, you know, it may not be free anymore. It may be only free for an hour or a day or a week. I don't know. The same thing with things that are on sale. It may be $5 normally, and now it's a buck or whatever it may be, but it's a limited time, and no one knows how much time that limit is. Does that make sense? Yeah. So definitely check that out. It's an app hoarder, and that's what it's called, App Hoarder. Very, very nice app. Yeah. So that is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. Kind of a short show, but I have so much to do. I am squeezing in one more show before I hit the road. And hopefully next week I will be back in the studio back in Arizona. And we have a lot of cool things coming up for you. I must have received, I don't know, 8 or 9 new gadgets via UPS this week for things to review. I've got some really crazy, insane things, a couple things I've never seen anything like it, and hopefully next week I'll be able to show you one of those items. So have a great week. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.